Excited today. Are y'all ready to lean a little bit closer to our Lord and Savior? Amen. Today we're going to start that new series. You can do hard things. Amen. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, I can do something hard. Because I got God in me. I got Jesus in me. I can do something hard, not because of what I can do, but because of what God can do. Amen. I'm going to give you a little quote here. We're going to start with this quote, and then at the end of the series, I'm going to repeat it and let you tell me if you think it's true then. But the quote says, the only way to have your best life now is if you're going to hell when you die. The only way to have your best life now is if you're going to hell when you die. Think about that. Stew on that for a little while. We'll come back to that later. Amen. But again, one more time. The only way to have your best life now is if you're going to hell when you die. Amen. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, I know Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to get started. This is week one. The title this week of your sermon is, you can do anything that God wants you to do. Amen? You can do the hard things. Week one is, you can do anything that God wants you to do. You ever heard the rumor, you can do anything you set your mind to? Amen? LOL. Spoiler alert. It's not true. At least not literally. Amen? You can't do everything you set your mind to. Think about that. You set your mind to move a big mountain. You can't do it without some help, can you? Amen? You got to have some resources to do it. I can't physically go out there and pick up a car battery right now. So I can't do anything I can set my mind to. Amen? Because I'd like to be able to do that. But think about this. There are two errors that we make when it comes to how we think about our abilities. How many of y'all know that every one of us has puffed up abilities of ourselves? We puff up what we think we can do. We puff up what we think we're worth. We puff up what we think is good for everybody else. Amen? We think our abilities are a lot better than what they are. Trust me, my abilities are not good without Jesus in me. Amen? Without Jesus in me, guess what I'd be up here? Just a speaker. It wouldn't be making a meaning and difference in anybody's life, would it? It'd just be speaking for somebody. Sometimes, unfortunately, pastors, speakers, evangelists get puffed up on themselves and think that it's their abilities that's doing the changing when they're speaking. It's not. It's God through them. Amen? We think we can do anything we want to do without pain or hard work. Amen? We talked about it a little bit earlier this morning. Old age is what? Painful. Amen? It's hard work too, isn't it? Think about that. We like to think we can do anything without it being hard work or pain. But as you get older, even walking across the stage is hard work. Amen? And depending on what you got, if you got plantar fasciitis, if I can get to say that right, trust me, it hurts to walk across the stage back and forth. Amen? But we think we can do all things without pain, without suffering. Amen? We try to go out and jump out of an airplane if we could because we think we're invincible. We think we can do all things. Amen? Second error is, we think we can't do much of anything more than what we're already doing. Amen? A lot of us have that mindset. Well, what I'm doing now is the most I can do. It's the most I can give. I can't give anymore. I can't do anymore. I can't work any harder. Amen? But if we let God take over, if we let Him in control, we can do all things through Him. Amen? That's what He calls us to. The Apostle Paul gives a verse that as many other verses we've studied lately, can often be taken quite out of its context. Amen? Philippians 4:13 says, in the New King James Version first, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? This verse is just as true as any other verse in the Bible. It's all God's word, and it's all true. Amen? But it's only as true as the accuracy of our interpretation of it, of our context of it. Amen? Philippians 4:13 in the King James Version says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have to know in the context of what we're reading. Amen? Does it mean I can fly faster than a speeding bullet through Christ? No, I don't think it does. We might get lucky once or twice and avoid that bullet, but I don't think it means that. Does it mean I am more powerful than a locomotive through Christ? I pray that nobody in here wants to try to test that one out, because I don't think anybody in the room is more powerful than a locomotive. You're going to lose. Even if you're putting a vehicle in there too, you're still going to lose. Amen? Does it mean I can leap tall buildings in a single bound for Christ? Amen? Does it mean that? Does it mean you become Superman? Amen? That's taking it way out of context, isn't it? That's way out of what Paul was talking about back then. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now, no. It don't mean any of those three things. And this verse wasn't intended to hold up a lot of weight that we pin on it. A lot of the weight that we pin on it. But I want to add a qualifier in there to help us be more accurate in how we understand this verse. And that is this. You can do anything that God wants you to do. Amen? You can do anything that God wants you to do. And guess what? Jesus wants us to do some very, 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 very hard things. Amen? He don't want us to just kick back and relax after we get saved. He wants us to do miraculous things in His name. Amen? He wants us to do healing things in His name. He wants us to do the hard things. Sometimes those hard things is talking to your brother that you haven't seen for 5 years because you got mad at him over the pork loin not being done. Amen? Sometimes the hard things is talking to a church member that you got mad at and you haven't spoke at for 3 years, even though you've been in service constantly with them. How many of y'all know people like that? Amen? That's some of the hard things that we can do. Because trust me, when we go back and do those things, it's not us doing them. It's only Christ through us that can get us through those to do them. Amen? So today we're launching in a series of messages. It's going to cover some pretty pertinent topics in our lives. First one being, you can do anything God wants you to do. We're also going to have, you can wait on God's perfect timing. You can make peace with difficult people. Amen. How many needs that one? You can win the fight for your wholeness. I need that one too. You can stand against darkness. You can make it through your hardest days. How many of us know we fight some hard days sometimes? How many of us know without God, we would not make it through those days? We would be tore up from the floor up, wouldn't we? We would be crushed. And the last one's going to be, you can speak the truth to people in love. How many of y'all afraid to tell somebody the truth sometimes? Because you don't know how they're going to act back to you. They don't know how they're going to react to it, even though it's the truth. Maybe from the Word. Amen. Maybe from history. Some people are trying to change the way history come out now. Well, if you got proof that what they're saying is wrong, we got to be able to tell them in love and kindness, hey, that's not right. You're wrong on that issue, or you're wrong on that subject, or you're wrong on your actions. Amen? We got to be able to do that in love. And without Christ in us, guess what? We can't. Can we? None of us can. Without Christ in us, we try to tell somebody that they're wrong and the truth. We are mean, ain't we? We're mean, mad people without Jesus in us. We're rude, we're condescending without Him. Amen? Some of you in a hard season right now, aren't you? How many of y'all are living in a hard season? Amen? And chances are, at some point in the middle of that hard season, you've said, as I have, I just can't do this anymore. Amen? How many of you have said that with me? I just can't do this anymore. But guess what? You can. You know why? Because you got Jesus. Well, you are correct. You can't do it. But Jesus through you can. Amen? Let's look at Paul's words again. Through the eyes of Eugene Peterson, who created the Message Bible. It's a paraphrase Bible. In Philippians 4:10, and the Message says, good job, Alex. I've learned by now to not be I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstance. I'm just as happy with as little as with much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Amen. And Philippians 4:10 in the King James Version says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. But ye lacked opportunity. We got to be willing and open and always have an open opportunity for God to work through us. Amen? Paul was saying this, I've been rich, I've been poor, and I've learned that no matter what kind of circumstances I'm living through, I can. Everybody say, I can. Keep on doing what God wants me to keep on doing, because Jesus will give me the strength to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. Amen? We can keep doing what we're doing because Jesus, or what God wants us to do, because we have Jesus' strength through us. As long as we allow Him to lead, guide, and direct our lives, we have the strength to do that. We have the power to keep going. We have the power that when that question pops up that says, I just can't take this anymore. Amen? And no matter what that might be, I just can't take this anymore. My job's driving me crazy. I just can't take this anymore. My schoolwork is driving me crazy. I just can't take this anymore. People are driving me crazy. How many of y'all got people problems every once in a while? And every hand in the church went up, amen? That's when we need God the most. That's when we need the love of Christ to be overflowing out of us the most. That's when we need to look back at these verses that we're talking to today and know that, yeah, you're right. We can't do it anymore. We can't take it anymore. But God can. And as long as we allow Him to work through us continuously, daily, day in and day out, we have the strength to do that. We have the opportunity to get to look at it and say, look, yeah, I know I'm going through some tough times. I know I'm going through some hardships right now. But God's got something better on the other side of it. Amen? God's got something better for the people that I'm dealing with right now. For them not to see me struggling, but to see me say, look, I am struggling, but I got a God that is bigger. I got a God that will overcome whatever problems I have. And then you know what? If they're unsaved friends, you know what happens? When you come out of that situation, they see, hey, they said God would take them through that. And look at them now. They've worked through that. They've got that blessing that's on the other side of that tunnel. Amen? That's allowing God to work through us. That's allowing Him to give us the strength that we need to keep doing what we're doing and keep on doing it. Amen? The next question is not, can I do this? Because yes, you can. You can do it. It's tough. Trust me. It is tough. Nowhere did God tell us it was going to be easy once we got saved and started walking for Him, did He? Nowhere in the Bible does it say our life is going to be easy. Amen? We always talk about that as soon as you get saved or as soon as you get a little bit closer to God, Satan tries to hit you that much harder and make your life that much more turmoil and trouble. But guess what? You can do it. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, I can do this. The real question is, what's holding you back? Amen? We all know we can do it. But what's truly holding us back? Is it truly something that God's saying, wait? Like we're going to talk about next week on His patience. How many of us don't have patience that God does? How many of us need a lot more patience? Amen? Is that the first thing that's holding you back? That we're not patient enough. We want to try to run through it in our time, not God's time. Amen? Because that will hold us back. Amen? That will hold us back. Unrealistic expectations will hold us back. If we expect more than what is humanly possible, it will hold us back. Amen? Because if we expect too much, we put a standard on it that no person can meet, don't we? If we expect somebody to be 100% godly with us at all times, that is an unrealistic expectation. Because we strive for that, don't we? But I promise you, nobody in this room hits that 100% of the time. Amen? So that would be putting an unrealistic expectation on it. Unresolved pain can hold it back. How many of y'all have pain against your brother, against your sister, against your loved one, your family, your friends? How many of y'all have forgiveness that you haven't let go of? Amen? That would hold it back. Another thing that would hold it back is unconfessed sin. How many of y'all know that every one of us in a room, I can guarantee, has an unconfessed sin in their lives? Amen? We almost always will have something. It can be something small. It don't have to be anything big. But an unconfessed sin can hold you back from getting where God needs you. Amen? Unfounded fear can be a thing that holds you back. Are you anxious about something? Are you afraid to get up and do something to somebody or tell somebody about Jesus because you have fear of it, of their reaction? Even though you don't really know how they're going to react, so it's really an unfounded fear. Amen? But that can hold you back from doing it. And the last one is unrealized potential. How many of y'all know that no matter what day of our walk we are with Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior, that we still have potential that we haven't realized, that we haven't got to yet? Every one of us has more potential than where we are today. You have more potential to speak to somebody, to love on somebody, even if it's just to cook for somebody in God's name. Amen? We have unrealized potential that can hold us back from doing what God wants us to do. Amen? So what is it that God wants you to keep doing? What's he been talking to you about? Is it sharing him more? Is it coming to church more? Is it praying more? Amen? Is it visiting more? What is it that he wants you to do? What hard thing is God calling you to be faithful to? What trouble are you going through right now that he's telling you? Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Because as the song says, his anchor holds. Amen? We got to stay that course. We got to be faithful through whatever we're going through. Amen? And that'll get us back to doing what he wants us to do. And the third thing, as we're getting ready to close, is what's holding you back? What's stopping you from doing what he wants you to do? What hard thing are you going through right now that you might be struggling with? You might be battling anxiety, depression, alcoholism, drugs, addictions of any kind. Amen? We all struggle with those in some way, form, or another. Amen? And I would almost promise to say that there's not a person in this room, unfortunately, that drugs has not touched in some way or some form. We know somebody that's been addicted to them, or a family friend, or, you know, unfortunately, sons and daughters. Amen? What's holding them back? How do you get out of it? Amen? Let me tell you, the only way to get out of our anxiety, to get out of our depression, to get out of our addictions, is our Lord and Savior Jesus. There is nothing on earth, I'm going to repeat that, there is nothing on this earth that can get us out of those except Jesus. Amen? Because the little Satan hollering at you right now, guess what? It is not going to get you out of that. It's going to get you further into it. Amen? And I promise you, we all deal with anxiety sometimes. Amen? We all deal with fear of getting up and talking in front of people. Amen? I deal with that every week, to be honest with you. But it's God through it, working through us, that lets us get through it. That gets less do what he wants us to do. Amen? And I promise you, none of the struggles that you're going through are from God. If you're struggling through anxiety or depression or addiction right now, none of those are from God. They are all from Satan. Amen? God does not put that on us. He helps us battle through it and get through it and have joy on the other side of it when that morning light comes. Amen? Jesus didn't say, come to me all who are crushing it, living your best life, and I'll give you rest. Did he? No, he said, come to me all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Amen? He wants us to come to him when we're struggling. He wants us to come to him when we're battling. Amen? He wants us to come to him anytime that we need him. Amen? But he said, because trust me, if you're having it good, you don't think about him that much. Amen? You don't think about it that much. You don't think about the salvation that much. But if you're really struggling, that's when you need help the most. That's when he can do the most in your lives. Amen? If you're discouraged today, if you're tired or weary, don't worry. Everybody remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Don't worry, be happy. You know why? Because Jesus died on this cross for you so that you could get out of those battles, so that you could have everlasting life with him. Amen? That's exactly how Jesus expects us to come to him. when we are struggling, when we're tired, when we're discouraged. That's when he wants us to come to him the most. Amen? Even after we're saved, that's still when he wants us to come to him. When we're battling something. Amen? That way, the battle don't overtake us. We don't get sunk with the ship. Amen? And I'm going to end on this. Don't be a fan of a celebrity. Y'all hear me? Don't be a fan of a celebrity who doesn't even know you. Don't be a fan of a celebrity who doesn't even know you. Be a fan of Jesus who died for you. We got so many people nowadays that want to roll up in the music and sing people. And, oh, yeah, yeah, what they're doing, what they're telling me is all right. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. They're a person. What Jesus did for us is what's all right. Amen? Him dying on the cross for us is much more than a celebrity making a song for us and us following them on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. But so many of us kids nowadays have got that backwards. And adults are getting the same way. They look at the celebrity and they're like, oh yeah, look how they're living. Look at the 40 they're drinking on the corner. Look at the pot that they're smoking. Oh yeah, that's good. We can all do that. No, you can't. No, you can't. Because in the Bible it tells us what? Be in the world, but not of it. Or be of the world, but not in it. Let me rephrase that. I flipped that around again, didn't I? Y'all know what I mean. Be of Jesus, not of Satan. Live for what he calls us to do, not what Satan's telling you is the best and most fun to do. Because living for God is not always fun. Amen? But with him, we can do those hard things. We can live the life that God wants us to live each and every day that we stand up and walk. Everybody bow your head with me as they come for the final song. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as I was always at, thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord, and your Holy Spirit took over today, Lord. Lord, that you spoke and not me, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your scripture that you give us today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come to your house each and every day, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with each one of us, Lord, as we struggle day by day with the things that we're going through in our lives, Lord. Lord, for the ones that are discouraged, tired and weary here today, Lord. Lord, let them know that there is a way out of that, Lord. Lord, short of hurting themselves in some way, Lord. Lord, that all they would have to do, Lord, either bow at their seat, Lord, or come to the altar, Jesus. Lord, and just accept you. Lord, if they have, they still have that way out, Lord, instead of struggling through day-to-day lives, Lord. Just that they need to get closer to you each and every day, Lord. Lord, we ask you, just get us in our word, in your word, Lord. Get us in prayer more towards you each and every day, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do for us, Lord, and each one here, Jesus. In your most precious name I pray. Amen.